Here at the 21st Ethanol Conference and Trade Show, I'm speaking with Bill Schaefer, who's with Range Fuels in Georgia. And Bill, you were giving an update here where Range Fuels is at right now as far as the development of your cellulosic plant that's going to be using woody biomass in Georgia.
Yes, we are very optimistic that things are going along well. We're progressing nicely in our Soperton project. We expect to be producing ethanol next year.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned, of course, as with any project, you have, you know, developmental delays just with things like, well, with contractors and things like that. Is that what you're experiencing at this point?
Yeah, I think we're running into all the things everybody runs into in a project. You know, everything costs more and takes longer than you thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
So, especially given a lot of what's gone on in the commodity markets and metals markets and things like that, a lot of the squeezes on vendors, on deliveries and things. It's nothing exceptional, but it's the things you would expect, and we're driving this thing very aggressively. So every minor delay or anything it looks like it could constitute a delay is a real disappointment to us, because we really want to just get this up and going as quickly as we can.
Well, Range Fuels is kind of unique being in the Southeast, besides being a cellulosic woody biomass-based plant, and when you received a Department of Energy grant to help this along. Tell me really why you decided to locate there in such a little area of Soperton, Georgia.
The southeastern U.S. and all along the Gulf Coast and then up the northeastern seaboard is just an incredible resource in the amount of, if you've probably read stories that talk about how the timber and woody biomass in that area is probably at a peak now that hasn't been seen for hundreds of years. These folks are used to and accepting of the whole idea that this is a crop, that these trees are a resource. They take their stewardship very seriously, but they have made their livelihood for a very long time on planting, harvesting sustainably pine plantations.
Well, besides the wood waste and woody biomass, you're also looking at certain energy crops and working with other companies on that, aren't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have test plots we've established with Ceres, a subsidiary of Ceres, on our Soperton site. We have some woody biomass test plots that we're also establishing. We intend for the site to really be sort of a showcase for some of the technologies we see, not just today, but in the future, feeding this industry.
Everybody has talked about that. Well, not everybody, but a lot of people have talked about the restrictions in the Energy Act that restrict the amount of woody biomass that can be taken off federal lands.
Yes.
How is that a concern for what you're intending to do with Range Fuels?
It's very much a concern for me, as I said in the conference, as a fifth-generation Coloradoan, to see a provision that precludes the use of wood that could be taken off for fire mitigation or other ways of sort of making healthier forests in the West, and precluding that from use to develop additional energy for our country is really a concern. And I think it's a huge disincentive and a discouraging development for any kind of development of our kinds of facilities in the western U.S.
There are legislative acts at least been introduced in Congress to try and change that a little bit. Tell us about that.
We're a big supporter of the Hearst-Sandlin legislation that's been proposed. I think it recognizes some of the issues and concerns that the environmental communities had, but it's a much more, I think, pragmatic and practical approach to balancing environmental and sustainability concerns with the energy needs of the country.
You're doing something brand new, never been done before. How difficult is that? Especially, I mean, you got a grant from the Department of Energy, and that sounds all really good, but you're also under a lot of scrutiny when you have a government grant like that. So given all that and all the people that you have to answer to, how difficult is it to get this project going?
You know, on the one hand, you could say it's very difficult, but we have we have an incredible team we put together. We have over 100 people now on staff, and we have a lot of these folks that are really in their most productive time of life and huge experience bases they're working from. We have people from the chemical industry, from the petroleum refining industry, from Silicon Valley, from the energy business all over, from the corn ethanol business. Just fantastic talent. And these people are all really stoked, really excited about what we're doing. And that's what drives it. And that's what makes it fun. It's challenging sometimes because we come from often very different cultures. But that should be, I mean, as diversity should be, right? A plus, not a minus.
All right. Very good. Well, thank you very much, Bill.
You're welcome.
Good luck.